All right, you all. I'm back. Welcome back to The Love Hunter. And yes, this is more of a hot tea session. Those of you, you know, that know me know I'm a lover of track and field. I do live in the Midwest. Football is constantly around me. And I do my best to look at things as adequately as possible. But with this whole Prime discussion, I got to chip in. And like I said, I'm a lover of track and field, but with football, I got to chime in because I love the athleticism. I love the flow of the game when it's working well. I love seeing quality plays. I love seeing quality players. I love seeing Noah Lyles recognized at the Chiefs and Jets game for being the, you know, three-time, you know, world champion that he is today. I love seeing that. I mean, which is weird because I think he's like a Virginia guy and they recognized him at the Chiefs Jets game. And I believe it was, from what I remember, it was at the Jets stadium. Great job, you all. Kudos to you for that. But Coach Prime. Let's talk about it. We're in an era, where social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube Kids, whatever. Like, we're in an era, you know, the NIL deals. We're in an era where popularity and social media and being digital is so heavy, right? So with Coach Prime, the thing that blows me away is this divide of people. Like, specifically, the haters. And, you know, I had to talk to my uncle. You know, he's a Bama. He's a Roll Tide. He's a, you know, Roll Tide type of guy. And I told him, I was like, mark my words. I was like, yeah, Prime will be in Colorado for a good time. But, you know, Saban is going to retire and they'll probably, you know, have like maybe a coach or two there. And then, I mean, you watch those Aflac commercials. Prime is going to be in Alabama at some point. You'll see it. I don't understand the hatred for Prime. I really don't. If Michael Jordan were to coach a small basketball team, if, like, say Michael Jordan were to come coach at Creighton University, good history of basketball, they've been Big East, they've made it to the Big Dance, you know, Final Four, and just, you know, missed the making it to the final game this last year. If someone like Michael Jordan comes to Creighton, a smaller school, a pretty well-known school, but just a small school in Nebraska. But you can walk through the Creighton campus. If you just go walk through it, you can walk through the Creighton campus from side to side in about 10 minutes. You can get a donut from the bakery on the opposite side of Creighton, and then probably finish two donuts. You can finish two donuts in your walk and you'll be on the other side of the freeway where the old hospital was. So if somebody like Michael Jordan comes and coaches a small team like that, first of all, the media is going to lose their minds. And the three things you're going to have to deal with is their public reception, their locker room, you know, behavior, like how they influence, how they work with people, what they say to people, and that, this, that, and the third. And then, you know, their post-career. Like, what did they do after basketball? Like, what have they been doing all this time? So with Michael Jordan, all I have to show you is The Last Dance. Listen to what Steve Kerr is saying about the GOAT, Michael Jordan. He's not saying and doing things that make you like him. He's not saying and doing things that are going to make you his best friend. he's not saying and doing things that are topics of a love letter. He's playing the win. This is who he is. And this is why I love Coach Bill Belichick. I don't love the Patriots. I don't love what happened to us, you know, with the Falcons and, you know, that, whatchamacallit. I don't like what happened there, but, you know, that fourth quarter comeback, I had somebody narrate that for me. Bill Belichick is Bill Belichick. He's a stone figure. No smiles, no laughs, no up, no down, just a stone face. It's like talking to a statue. Well, Bill, could you smile? Bill, could you wave? Bill, could you laugh? Bill, could you hold this baby? Bill, could you hold your, you know, be in this parade? And no. And still people want Prime to take off your glasses or take off your hat. And even the Colorado coach who was, you know, playing dirty, just to beat Prime, just playing as dirty as possible. I mean, you don't think that has an effect on people? So the man is wearing a hat during all of his interviews and says, Prime, take off your hat and glasses. Well, I was taught the way I was raised. You take off your hat and glasses when you're doing an interview. Oh, okay. So you don't take off your hat in all your interviews and we have documentation of it. Okay, cool. That's what I'm saying. Who are these people? Who are they? And if you don't like it, you don't like it. Turn the TV off. Go somewhere else. Maybe don't be so engulfed and in love with football that a personality like Prime bothers you. What were you guys 20 years ago when he was in the NFL? I'm going to come back to that. So I love Bill Belichick, though, because Bill Belichick is the same Bill Belichick. Doom is what they used to call him. Watch it. Watch Michael Jordan's 30 for 30. Watch Bill Belichick, the Bill and Bill 30 for 30. These cats have always been the same. Michael Jordan has been arrogant and hard on his teammates. Hard on them. It's one of the number one reasons why he won those championships. He was so hard on himself. He was so hard on people. Hennessy coming out of his pores in an NBA Finals game. Gambling problems. His father died. He's all over the place now with the media and his new divorce, new lady. Scottie Pippen coming for him. Scottie Pippen's wife dating his son. Like, he's so controversial. And yet we just look at, oh, he's a GOAT basketball because he's got the rings. And you don't look at, like, how toxic a person can be in their life while you're praising and worshiping the right hand. You're not looking at the left hand that's got mold and bumps and all this growth on it that's just nasty because you won't wash your left hand. So we love these people for who they are. That's why I still don't get the hatred for Prime. They've always been this. They keep being this. And when you stop looking at the whole picture and just look at the pieces that you don't like, to me, I can't trust that person. I really can't. So this Michigan State coach that's got this, you know, harassment thing on him that was immediately, I believe, suspended or fired. I didn't really pay attention to it very much because I don't want to get wrapped up in that. I don't want to know all that. That's what you want from Prime? I never heard a thing about this coach. Not one word about this coach because their team was winning. I just saw them winning and this, that, and the other. Didn't hear a word. Then this comes out? Like, mind you, if something like that comes out about Prime, everybody will lose their minds. Blank minds, right? So I'm like, that's what you want? Okay. I don't know. I think people get it way too locked in their heads of how people... No, you're supposed to act how I think you should act. Like, what is that? Why do we control... Why do we control what should be done for a person? Why do we control how somebody should act, right? So that's what, like, it really blows my mind is, like, Lovie Smith. Lovie Smith has been coaching in Chicago for years. I can't remember where he's at now. I know he's not coaching the Bears now. But he had a great record. Since they fired Lovie Smith, they've done nothing but tank and go downhill. It's depressing to watch my Chicago family and Chicago friends watch these games and just walk away miserable, knowing that with Lovie Smith, they had a better record. Was it pretty? Was it awesome? Was it great? No. But if you have a better record and then you drop that coach, and I never heard Lovie Smith even say a word. I don't even know if I watched maybe two interviews. But yeah, this really nice guy. Same thing with Mike Tomlin. I dread the day that Mike Tomlin leaves the Steelers because he's got, I think, one or two Super Bowl rings from the Steelers. And he's a phenomenal coach, a great coach. I mean, he's like one of those coaches you want to play for. One of those GOAT Hall of Fame coaches. And Bill Belichick, to me, is the GOAT coach in the NFL. I'd have to put Mike Tomlin, like, you know, if not right near him, like close to him for this era. There's other coaches that are, I mean, good Lord, just amazing. And I'd have to do that whole list and look at it. But wow. And then you have Bob Knight. Like, nobody wants to talk about what these coaches are doing that's supremely toxic. The man, Prime, wears a hat and some glasses, and everybody wants to look at, oh, his swag. The man might have his foot cut off, okay? He's got his two toes cut off. He might have to have his foot cut off. How much does he have to lose to make y'all feel better? The Maryland coach, the Penn State coach, and the Syracuse coach, these are all black coaches that are undefeated, right? They're undefeated, or I believe were undefeated until this weekend. We're not giving them any love because they don't have the swag or the appeal or the media noise that Coach Prime does. It's okay to focus on him. You know, it's okay to focus on him. Now, if you want to make him the bad guy, I can't agree with that. They're just different. They're just different. How many times have we looked at the Cowboys in the media, we them boys, and look at their media, their swag, their worship? Nobody says a thing. They clown them, you know, in the end, they clown them. But, like, I just feel like people just need to chill. Same thing with the Notre Dame coach. People feel like they got cheated and whatnot, you know, on their game. But Ohio was playing, and people have been trash talking Ohio and trash talking them this whole time. And, you know, them beating that Notre Dame team, black coach, you know, it says something. But you can't look at it as, well, he's a good, clean, well-spoken, well-mannered dog. Like, you want people to be like a well-trained dog? Well, train your dog then. If that's what you want, is a well-trained dog, go train your dog then. These are human beings. Trying to control a human being or being upset with a human being and their behavior, why? Why are you so mad and upset with what they're doing? And this is why this bothers me. Let me cut to it. This is why this bothers me. You have a gentleman in Prime who had a shoe. His popularity and public reception was so awesome and amazing during the early 90s. Not only did he have a shoe, he had commercials. I think he was in an MC Hammer video. He is primetime. He's just that kind of person. He draws a crowd. That's just him. It has nothing to do with football. I mean, in basketball games in high school, he's dunking on people and he's all state. He's playing baseball and he'll tell you the hardest thing he's ever had to do as an athlete was try to hit that ball. And as a matter of fact, Bill Belichick's was one of my like favorite stories. Bill Belichick, the man I told you was stone, who will not change, who won't change his image, no smiles, no nothing. Bill Belichick, in his 30 for 30, even says it. He's like, one of the craziest stories ever. He was like, Prime comes to the team tryouts. And he's like, Deion Sanders gets off a plane, drives to the stadium, does his 40 time, runs a 4.2, leaves and gets back on the plane. Like, what he's capable of and what he's been doing as an athlete is phenomenal. So, when you have guys that are, I don't know, going through the types of things that, say, Ben Roethlisberger is going through, or Bob Knight. I mean, Bob Knight was throwing chairs at players. He was abusing players, fighting players on the court. And then you have, like, Sandusky at Penn State. All that stuff that went down, that's what you guys want? That's what you want from Prime? He wears a hat. He wears some glasses. He's got a little bit of swag. He's not hurting nobody. But as an athlete, he was dominant. He had fun. He had a great, he was fun to watch. It was entertaining. That's all this is entertainment. He's not doing open heart surgeries like this. He's not teaching, biology or anatomy like this. I mean, if he was, it'd be kind of cool. I would go to that class because biology and chemistry can be very fun. But if you have like somebody triggering your memory like that, it can be very fun. Aside from that, I look at post-career, let's say like, you know, 2000 or 2007, like they had commercials about Prime trying out for the NFL tryouts, you know, and disguising themselves. This was like back in like 2007, 2010, because his name and his image was still so relevant. So then you get all the way to the early years of him as a father and he just kind of disappears, which I'm cool with. Then you throw in Jackson State and I'm just going to say it like this. Anytime you have like a Phillip Rivers or a Juwan Howard or even like a Tom Brady, and they choose to come and coach at a Catholic high school or a small private school, like a Creighton University in Nebraska. Anytime someone of that elite status of an athlete chooses to come down and coach at a smaller level and coach at a level beneath where they've come from, what they're telling you is, I am humbled to learn this journey from the bottom up. I am humbled and ready to take on this team, these people, this group of people, and start all over like a child, like a baby. I will do the work. I will do the work to get here and earn my spot. Historically, Black colleges are never known or seen as a pool of resources for NFL recruits. It's simply a club. It's simply an intramural activity. So when you do have, you know, athletes that go to a historically Black college, usually those historically Black colleges will play those HBCUs and maybe, you know, some, you know, teams within the area, maybe in the South, or they'll travel, you know, occasionally and play, you know, teams that are better than them, teams that are, you know, mid-level teams. And so I think Nebraska has played some HBCUs. and you'll, you know, sometimes see them play like teams in like the Summit or, you know, throughout the nation. But to see them play, say, like Alabama or Ohio or Michigan or USC, it's usually just to get paid. So for someone to start with an HBCU as a college coach, what they're telling you is, I have a love and appreciation for not just this school, but for the students and the crew around them, to where I do want to see them grow. I do want to see them do something good. I do care about them. All humility. Like, I'm trying to tell you, I've never heard of these GOAT Hall of Fame coaches going to an HBCU. I mean, you're virtually unknown, unseen, and creating a story. And how does he do this? He does this coaching these kids, molded bathrooms and poorly lit utilities, locker rooms and storage facilities that most high schools would burn down within a second. I mean, the poorest molded, water flooded utilities, like, nobody wants this. And he's dealing with this at HBCUs and or at Jackson. And people are stealing from Prime. They're taking his kindness for weakness. He's giving and giving and giving and giving, and people are taking and taking and taking. So he's doing all this giving and loving as a father, while coaching his sons. He's loving on people, helping people. So for people to not know his backstory, to completely ignore what they saw on ESPN with this HBCU and how they were just tearing through people, to completely ignore the TCU game, and to completely ignore how he's motivating these kids, what he's saying to motivate these kids, I'm just like, no, I can't engage with people. Because you're not seeing how much people love Prime before he even got to Colorado. How much people love Prime when he had a Jerry curl. How much people love Prime when we were buying the cross trainers with the Velcro strap across the top and the gold in the middle, because we wanted to be like Prime. Woo, Prime. Because the one thing Prime and Jerry Rice never did was complain. The one thing Prime and Jerry Rice never did was step off the field. The one thing Prime and Jerry Rice always did was that work. Their cardio was good. Their strength was good. Their speed was good. And they showed up every game. Now, I am immortalizing, you know, and making them sound invincible, because we do that. But, I mean, please go do the homework. If they were at fault and they were causing problems, yeah, they were at fault. They were causing problems. But they worked hard. Who can honestly say that's judging them? If you're judging them, when have you ever, in a football setting, worked as hard as them? Can you judge them and put your work next to them and say that you did the work? I'm not talking about the image, the prime, the talking. When have you worked that hard? In these positions, in your position as an athlete, do you even get your 10,000 steps in right now? or will you complain? So the man is having fun. He has fun with what he does. Is that so wrong? Is it so wrong to have fun with what you do? We loved it when President Trump did it. Why is it so wrong that this man is having fun with football, that he motivates these kids, that he's spending time with his boys, and that they win some games? Why is that wrong? Why does that bother people so much? He got what he deserved. Like, Oregon spanked them. Oregon spanked them. And little secret, just a little secret. That Oregon coach threw a whole bunch of players in the trash that had been signed and committed and were ready to go. He threw a bunch of players in the trash. So when you come up against a team and you want to talk trash on the coach, I get it. I get it. That's just football. But when he's not saying anything about you and you make it your choice to trash talk him, get ready. Get ready. I think this team is going to have a whole lot more. They're going to have a whole lot more success than we think. And it won't be Prime that you're looking at as he grows and develops. It'll be the players. Because real talk, like, you guys don't see the student section. You don't see the pregame antics. You don't see the tailgating. You don't see the trash talking that fans have before the game. You don't see how USC had won 16 games straight against Colorado in the last 16 seasons. You don't see that. Like, the whole climb for Prime of Colorado was all uphill. It's all uphill. When they recruited kids from my school, we had a center that they recruited. Big, tall kid, fast kid. He was huge. and is one of my friends. At that time, they were, beating Nebraska, the rivalry. You know, it was that Midwest rivalry. They were something to be feared. And that went away. So now that they got something they can be proud of, everybody's hating Prime. I don't get it. The people that love Prime before he coached at HBCUs, before he coached at Colorado, even before he had his kids. The people that love Prime has nothing to do with Colorado. It has nothing to do with Jackson. They just love Prime. He's a fun guy. He's easy to love. He's fun. And I don't know. You can go and find all the media and drama about him if you like, but I haven't seen any. The only thing people can say about him is he's too arrogant and he wears a hat and glasses. Yeah, okay. All right, y'all. I love you all. Hope you love me back. I'll have some more for you. We'll talk soon. But, it's... As the love hunter, it's hard for me to condemn a man that loves his sport, loves his family, and loves having fun. That's all.